So outside, comes in on a fastball, but fouled away on the left edge, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes, two down. And setting in once more is Parrish. He'll serve. This is a curve that just goes outside corner, 2-2. And deuces across the board. Parrish nearing his 69th pitch. He's allowed three hits. You'll see the 2-2 on a swing and a bouncer over to Conniff at second. Scoops low in the throw to first. He's right on time for the third out. So bottom of the fourth we go. Scoreless. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fourth inning, as 0-0 is the score. Ty Johnson will lead off. So Johnson, Bobo, and Broussard, 3-4-5 in the order. So Johnson grounded out to second, his first time up. Rafters only one hit, and it came at the hands of Jorge Degatti. So they're looking to start to get the bats rolling, as this is a team that has done very well in their past couple games. So they've scored 43 runs and 52 hits in the past five games. They've outscored their opponents by 21 runs. So a team with five wins in a row looking to make it six. And Weckler serves in this time. It's a strike, 0-1. So Weckler has done very well with his command. He's gone to the off-speed pitches at times. He's gone with the changeups and the curves. As the 0-1, there it is once more. Peppers the upside of the zone, 0-2. So 0-2 count. Mason Weckler nearing his 48th pitch. He's only allowed one hit, and he's thrown a walk. So Wisconsin Stevens Point native will throw the 0-2, as that's hit on the inside of the bat, fouled on the right field line. So Ty Johnson, the center fielder, out of McLennan Community College, headed to Baylor next season. So he's really excited about his next journey in Waco. So it's just been a workhorse for the Rafters this season. Was here from the jump, leads the team in hits, and also at bats as well, as he hits a bouncer over to Sweet Chick at first, away from the bag, but runs and tags in time before Johnson can get there for one down. So Brendan Bobo flew out to right, and his first time up. So Johnson grounds out, and Bobo, it's his turn. Hopefully he can get something going. Leads the team in RBIs with 28. Leads the team in home runs with 6, but has been struck out 32 times, which is also first in the team, and that is not a great category to be leading in, but he certainly makes up for it with his power hitting. As there's a strike from Weckler, a dropped ball from Rios, but nonetheless, it comes in 0-1. So Bobo 0-for-1, and Mason Weckler The step wind in fire as this ball towering into left field, pulling on the left field line, running after it is Strickler, reaches out to his right and lets the ball drop in his glove for the second out. So Travis Strickler does his job. Two down, one away here, bottom of the fourth. So Garrett Broussard, who's struck out looking, he's 0 for 1. Such a guy that you can just put him in basically anywhere in the field. We've seen him at every position, first, second, third, and shortstop as far as the infield. He hasn't played any outfield as he swings and misses. 0-1. So today he's at third base in his best position. You know, you could argue it would be third, but I think he's been very good at shortstop. Luke Hansen is there, obviously, today, but the 0-1 and a swing and a miss low. This time it's a slider low, 0-2. So 0-2 count. That was a slow-moving slider at 73. So Mason Weckler has a good command. He works in between his fastballs, curveballs, and sliders. And this time the 0-2 down low below the zone bounces in the dirt, 1-2. So two gone for the Dock Spiders here, bottom four. They've only allowed one hit, which came at the hands of Jorge Degatti. 1-2 count. Two down. And looking in is Weckler with the ball in his glove. He'll step high, the wind and fire, and a swing and a line drive that stays fair on the third baseline. A diving West couldn't get there as Broussard on his way to second. The throw from Strickler is not in time. So Garrett Broussard, a base hit. Fired up about that one. And he's responsible for the second hit for the Rafters. A low line drive that goes underneath West stays fair on the left field line. And Garrett Broussard at second. So puts a runner in scoring position. Wouldn't be the first time today. You take it back to the bottom of the third. There was two in scoring position with nobody down as Chris Conniff will see the outside ball and it comes in 1-0. So both hits. Well, hits from Broussard and Degatti. Chris Conniff struck out looking. He's 0 for 1. He'll see the 1-0. And that clips the right side of the zone, 1-1. So Mason Weckler has a good command. There was a lot of off-speed pitches. So the right-hander out of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, threw seven strikeouts for his Traverse City. Two down, one away. The 1-1. And this is once more right down the plate, 1-2. So 1-2 count. At second is Broussard. On deck is Degatti. 1-2 count here. Weckler ahead in this count. He'll look over at second. With the ball in his glove, he'll serve the 1-2 and a swing and a weak bouncer over to Gorman at second. Scoops in low and the throw to first is right on the money. So the Rafters had a run in scoring position. Broussard gets a hit, but is no score as we head to the top of the fifth inning here on WFHR.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fifth inning. 0-0 is the score as Anthony Benetti will take over on the pitching duties for the Rafters. He's had 9 games, appeared in with a 1-0 record, 15 innings of work. He's allowed 8 hits and 3 runs with 12 strikeouts, though. He's at a 1.20 ERA. He picked up the decision against Wausau back on June the 7th, where he went an inning with 2 strikeouts. So a guy that previously played for the Kalamazoo Growlers back in 2021, where he went an 0-4 record in 5 games. So Benetti, once more, heading into his senior season out of Tampa, Florida, and from Barry University. So Parrish's day is done, and stepping in is Seth Sweetchick here in the bottom of the order. He flew out to left field in the second inning. So Parrish went 4 innings, 69 pitches. He allowed 3 hits, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. So, Benetti, the right-hander, the kick high, the quick release, and a swing and a miss low. 0-2, that was a breaking ball that time, and it comes in at 81. 0-2 count, Seth Sweetchick, who's 0-1. Great defensive baseball on both sides. And the 0-2, and a swing and a miss up top this time. And he gets him, reaching for it on the outside corner. So a strikeout swinging from Sweetchick, and we head to the top of the order. Connor Cooney, who grounded out to first and grounded out to second. So he's 0-2. Out of the College of Holy Cross from Nawant, Colorado. 36 hits, 18 RBIs. And Benetti stands on the middle of the rubber. Serves in a fastball and a swing and a weak ground ball over to second at Conniff. And the throw to first is right on the money. So Conniff is there. So a shallow ground ball, and this time Conniff is able to field it. So back-to-back times where Cooney grounds out to second. Jack Gorman, who walked on his first two times up at the plate. Two down. And Benetti has only had 4 pitches and a strikeout. And there's the first pitch, and it comes outside 1-0. 1-0 count. And that was a fastball at 93. And it just comes on the outside corner. And once more, 2-0 count. Low on the outside edge. So Anthony Benetti, Tampa, Florida native. And his 10th appearance this season for the Rafters. He went 4 innings against Traverse City back on July the 8th, where he had 3 strikeouts, allowed 3 hits and a run, and a swing and a miss that time, 2-1. So 2-1 count. Benetti has faced, prior to today, 59 batters. So he works quickly and works efficiently. You'll see the 2-1 right down the plate. Peppers the right edge, 2-2. So gets him that time, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jack Gorman has reached base both times up. So top of the fifth inning, 2's across the board, the 2-2 and a check swing low. A drop third strike from Jensen. He reaches out in the throw to first to Bobo right on time. So that's the third out. A 3-up and 3-down inning for the Rafters. They take care of business on the defensive side. We head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning as Jorge Degani leads off. So Degani, Hansen, and Haligzo. So Haligzo has come in for Levi Jensen. So Degani, Hansen, and Haligzo will be the ones to be scheduled up to bat here, bottom fifth. Degani, one for one. Had a base hit in the right field. The Raptors have been out hit 3-2. Mason Weckler on the mound once more. He's at four innings, three strikeouts, and throws a curveball right down the plate. Four strike, 0-1. So 61 pitches for him. He's allowed two hits. He's thrown a walk. 0-1 count. Weckler fires and a swing and a ball well hit into right field. Running after it is Hinton, and that drops before the warning track into right center field. Degani on his way to second and a leadoff double for the Indiana products. So Jorge Degani with a double, and Luke Hansen walked. So big time for Degani to step in and make his mark there. So each team with three hits now, and that puts a runner in scoring position with nobody down. Can the Raptors finally break through on the scoring here, bottom five? Each team with three hits, the infield shifted in as showing bunt is Hansen and perfectly drops before Rios can get there, and the throw to first is not in time. So catching it away from the bag was Swiecik, a perfectly executed bunt for Hansen. So a little bit miscommunication from Rios and Weckler. It dropped in between the two. Rios came after it, Weckler came after it, and then they both kind of just drifted away from it. Rios then took the charge to throw to first, as manager Doug Coe now coming out right now to have a word with his pitcher, Mason Weckler. So runners at first and third. Raptors have now out hit the Dock Spiders 4-3. So in his first season, manager Doug Coe coaches at Moravian University in Pennsylvania. So Doug Coe is having a word with his infield, and they're all gathered on the mound right now. So runners at first and third, you have to look at, well, the play has to be at the plate. There's no doubt about that, pending where this ball goes, because you just can't look to, you know, go and get at first, because Hansen's at first right now. So pending what Hogan Haligzo does. So Hogan Haligzo, it's his turn to step in. Eight hits for him on 39 at-bats. He's batting at 205. So Mason Weckler now will step in. He'll look over at first. Hansen leads off there now. Degani in scoring position 90 feet away at third. And Weckler the first offering and just high of the zone, 1-0. 1-0 count. Mason Weckler, 63 pitches. He's now allowed four hits. Raptors 90 feet away from cracking the scoreboard here, bottom five. 1-0 count, Weckler, the set, the curve, and there it is. Grazes the right side of the zone on the outside corner, 1-1. One ball, one strike. That was a slow-moving curve at 71. Degani at third, Hansen at first. Degani with a double, Hansen with a bunt, and the checkoff over at first. Swiecik a little bit late on the tag. Sliding head first into the bag is Hansen. So once more, a 1-1 count. Weckler sets high, releases on a swing and a miss. Haligzo misses, and the throw from second is right on time. Rios throws to Gorman and gets Hansen out. stealing. So that was perfectly executed. What a throw from the catcher, Lorenzo Rios. Hansen goes down, and that puts one down right now. Two away. So 1-2 count. Jalixo swings and misses on that ball. Rio stands up quickly and throws a laser over to second. Infield shifted in a defensive alignment for the Dockspiders, and the 1-2 out and away, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. You got Sweet Chick, Gorman, Serene, and West have taken about 3 to 4 steps in as they know where the play is right now. Hey, two balls and two strikes. 2-2 as Jalixo darts a ball right field side out of play. Staying alive in this count is the catcher from Creighton. Two runs, five RBIs. Rated as a top catcher out of high school. In Omaha, the 2-2 and a swing and a ball lifted in the air into left center field. Running after it and making the time is Cooney. And the throw home is not there as Degatti will cross home plate. And the Raptors lead 1-0. So a sac fly RBI from Hogan Jalixo. So hits that just enough. Cooney makes the catch, but was not going to make the throw in time. So Degatti does his job. And now a 1-0 lead for the Raptors. Bottom of the fifth. Weckler looks in as a ball drifted out right side out of play. But that's what you need. Jalixo just belts a ball in the left center. Cooney comes out. He makes the catch. But Degatti was already on his way home from third as soon as Cooney caught that ball. So 0-1 count, Weckler throws outside a fastball, 1-1. So bottom five, 1-1 is the count, two gone here, bottom five. Mason Weckler with three strikeouts and delivers in on a fastball, 1-2. That hits the outside corner, 1-2. So Sailors will look in. He's down on the count. He grounded out to second and struck out looking. The 1-2 to Sailors. And a dropped ball from Rios. And it comes outside 2-2. So two balls and two strikes. Deuces run across the board. Rafters up to four hits now in comparison to Fond du Lac's three. Looking in is Weckler. He'll come set, take a deep breath, and the 2-2 at a check swing, but finds the left edge of the zone for strike three. So Weckler sends him down swinging, but it doesn't matter. The Raptors get a run, a sac fly RBI from Jalixo to send Degatti home. As they lead 1-0, we'll step away as we head to the top of the sixth on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the sixth inning, a 1-0 lead for the Raptors. First time they've had the lead today. Travis Strickler will lead off. He's got a base hit and flew out to right. So Anthony Benetti, who's had 9 pitches and 2 strikeouts. So he's done well so far. So the left-hander, Travis Strickler, you'll see the first offering from Benetti to fastball outside corner, 1-0. But it was the Raptors did exactly what they needed to do. Obviously getting runs home, but at the right time, Holigzo comes in for Levi Jensen and makes contact. The 1-0 paints the zone for a strike, 1-1. So a change there, a defensive substitution for Kirk Schreiner. So Holigzo is behind the plate now. So a 1-1 count. Strickler will see the third offering. And that goes on the inside. It's away from the glove of Holigzo, 2-1. So Raptors, they struggled hitting against the Knox Spiders. They're batting 196 versus Fond du Lac, which is very low given how good this team has been recently. 2-1 upstairs. They've had 38 hits in the 6 games they've played against them and 17 runs against. They lead the season series 4-2, but every game between these two teams, the 3-1 swing and a miss low, 3-2, has been with at least 4 runs or less. So, you know, the first game the Raptors lost 9-6. Every game they've won by 2 runs or less. So it's been close, as it is once more. The 3-2 and a miss outside, and going down is Strickler. One down here, top of the six. So Lorenzo Rios, who struck out looking and got a base hit, and he's 1-2. So Anthony Benetti, even on strikeouts right now with Parrish, he's got 3, and he's only gone 1 3. A 1-out, 2 away here, top six. Benetti kicks high, he'll serve, and a swing and a weak bouncer. Away from the bag is Bobo, and going to tag it in time as Benetti races and makes the tag. So 2 down, just like that, 2 quick outs. And Jake Serrain, who's also 1-2, a base hit and a fly out to left. Out of Wisconsin, Oshkosh from Lincolnshire, Illinois. He's got 27 hits on the season and 21 RBIs. One away here, top of the six. Benetti goes in a swing and a shallow ground ball over to Conniff. Has trouble fielding it at second. The throw to first is not there, so a rare error from Chris Conniff. You don't see that too often given how good he's been in the infield. But unfortunately for him, he commits an error, the first of the game for either side. So just had trouble scooping up that ball into his glove. So Jared Heinzen, out of right field, leaves the door open for the Knox Spiders. That would have been seemingly seemed like a routine ground out. But Benetti will serve in once more on a miss low. And a fastball that time that paints the right side. That time at 89. He's nearing his 19th pitch. He's already had 3 strikeouts, working quickly, working efficiently. Serrain at first. The 0-1 fouled back. 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes, and 2 down. Getting ahead in the count is Benetti once more. So the right-hander is doing his job, getting ahead in these counts, forcing guys to swing at things. He'll look the 0-2, bounces in the dirt. Holigzo is there to make the catch, but it comes for a ball. Fortunate to not see that ball go behind him, because standing at first is Serrain. Down on the count is Heinzen, the right-hander, looking in. The 1-2 and a swing and a ball hit into right field. That drops before Sailors can make a catch towards it. So a base hit for Heinzen. And just like that, an error from Conniff allows Serrain to get on first. And then Heinzen gets a base hit, his first of the day. And Baron Zamora, who struck out looking, has not recorded a hit yet for Fond du Lac. Two down, each team with 4 hits. Runners at first and second, one in scoring position. Benetti with the wide stance on the right side of the rubber. Serves in a swing and a ball. Lined up the middle. Goes underneath Conniff. And the throw at home is not in time. And a run scores. It goes behind Haligzo. And getting to second, sliding cleat first is Zamora. So the Dock Spiders, just like that, have tied this game at one apiece. Getting home is Serene. Hines in the third, and Zamora, a one-run RBI double. So a liner up the middle. Graydon West, the third baseman. So it all started with an error from Conniff. So runners at second and third now. Fond du Lac knocking on the door, having a chance to take this lead. Leading run 90 feet away. So at second, and Zamora gets his first hit, and it comes at an RBI for Fond du Lac. At third is Heinzen. So Benetti will look on Graydon West as he swings and hits a weak ground ball, and Conniff charging it once again has trouble fielding it, and getting home in time is Heinzen. So another error for Chris Conniff. Just very unlike him and unlike himself. He doesn't do that type things as the Rafters find themselves down 2-1 now. Chris Conniff, two errors and results in two runs. So runners at first and third, Zamora at third, and Graydon West at first. Bottom of the order was Seth Sweetchick. Two down. And Benetti will serve in, and a swing and a sharply hit ball towards the Hanson, the shortstop. The throw across his body is on time, but the Dock Spiders get two runs. They lead 2-1. Now we head to the bottom of the sixth on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy tonight with a chance for scattered storms. Lows around 61. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 87. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 62. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists, willing and able to get you back in the action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need. For the most effective solutions relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids, contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-1881.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit EdwardJones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
The bottom of the sixth, and the Dock Spiners find themselves up 2-1. Rafters give up two runs in the top of the sixth here. So bottom half of this inning, Anthony Gallison, he'll step in. So Gallison 0-2. He flew out to right and grounded out to third. So you look at Rafters, it was the door left open because Jake Serene gets on base off of an error from Conniff. And there was already two outs. Strickler struck out and Rios grounded out. But then Jaron Heinzen with a base hit. Baron Zamora with a one-run RBI double. And then Graydon West gets on base from another error from Conniff. And Gallison skies this ball into shallow left center. The shortstop Serene makes the grab for one down. So one down, two away here, bottom six. Gallison a pop-up as Ty Johnson, who grounded out to second. And also grounded out to first. So just very unlike Conniff, but he's going to have to shake that off. The Raptors have been out hit 5-4 now as Mason Weckler on the mound once more. Ty Johnson sees the first offering up and away. He's 0-2. Weckler nearing his 77th pitch. He's allowed 4 hits, a run, and 4 strikeouts. So the Dockbinders looking with a left-hander in the bullpen right now. Weckler most likely, given how this inning goes, either he'll get pulled out in the middle of the inning, or my guess is he'll finish out this inning and then get pulled at the end. So then the top of the seventh. It looks like Cade Walker out of Cuesta College, the left-hander, will be in the bullpen right now. But the 2-0, and Johnson doesn't check swing. He'll see it outside, 3-0. So way ahead in the count is the center fielder, Ty Johnson. One down, Weckler. He's allowed 4 hits and a run, and that is down low for ball 4, and a fastball low. And so Ty Johnson, he'll take first. So tying run at first, and Brendan Bobo, who flew out to right and also flew out to left. So has hit it on both sides of the outfield. Brendan Bobo, another Northwood League All-Star. On the pitching side, Josh Howitt is an All-Star. Jacob Rosencrantz, Kalen Graham, Julian Tristan, all named Northwood League All-Stars. And also the other one, Jack Gervich, who's not playing today. So there's a curveball that paints the zone. 0-1. So Howitt, Rosencrantz, Tristan Graham are the 4 pitchers, and the 3 hitters are Gervich, Bobo, and Johnson. So 7 Northwood League All-Stars for the Rafters this season, all headed to Traverse City. In about a week and a half, the 0-1, and Bobo flies this away left side out of play. 0-2. So getting down in the count, he leads the team being struck out 32 times. He's been struck out, but has 28 RBIs. 0-2 count for Bobo. Mason Weckler glances over at first. Johnson the jab step. And now he throws over this time. Sweet chick a little bit late. Sweeps low for the tag. 0-2 count. Raptors have been out hit 5-4. What a response for the Dockbinders in the top of the 6. So no balls, 2 strikes. Weckler will come set. The 0-2 outside on a fastball. 1-2. And it comes on the left corner. But out and away, 1-2. So a ball and 2 strikes. Mason Weckler has thrown 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. He's allowed 4 hits and a run. So he's had a good day. The Wisconsin Stevens Point product and a Poplar Grove, Illinois native. He'll serve the 1-2 out and away. Rios has to make that grab towards his left side. 2-2. So 2-2 count after 2 straight strikes. Comes in 2 balls. And the count runs at 2 apiece, and the checkoff over at first. So Johnson, he'll stand there now. He was walked. Weckler, he'll look in. Stands right in the middle of the rubber. The ball in his glove, he likes the pitch. He'll serve the 2-2 swing, and a weak bouncer over to the first baseman. Sweetchick away from the bag, runs over and tags it in time before Bobo can get there. Johnson moves to second, but that's 2 down. And Bobo grounds out Garrett Broussard, who's 1-for-2. Struck out looking and also had a base hit. He hit a liner in the left field. So Garrett Broussard, 12 RBIs on the season. A runner in scoring position. Two down. A step in serve as Broussard hits a line drive right into the glove of West at third. So just doesn't have to move. Catches the ball towards his left, and that's the third out. We head to the top of the seventh inning. Rafters trail 2-1. We'll step away. WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda.
As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Crescenta Realty on Facebook.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Maxing Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the seventh inning. Rafters down 2-1. The Dock Spiders, two runs in the top of the six, as they are right now in front 2-1. So Rafters have to continue to be well on the defensive side of the ball. So top of the order for Fond du Lac, as Connor Cooney grounded out all three times. So Cooney, Gorman, and Strickler are all set to bat. So Cooney 0-3. So looking to get a base hit. Rafters have been out hit 5-4. They've committed two errors in the field to Chris Conniff. But nonetheless, this guy is a great infielder, a great overall player. So Anthony Benetti's gone two innings so far, 25 pitches and three strikeouts. He'll fire upside and find the strike zone on a fastball, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. Rafters have been doing well on the pitching side of things. Six combined strikeouts between the two pitchers. And Benetti works efficiently but throws in low, 1-1. So one ball, one strike on Connor Cooney out of the College of Holy Cross. Three ground outs for him. He'll see the 1-1 swing and a miss low. Foul tipped into the glove of Haligzo, but nonetheless, 1-2. So, 1-2 count. Anthony Benetti. He'll look in. He'll set and fire. And that goes outside. 2-2. So, the Barry University product from Tampa, Florida, on his second Northwoods League team. Played for the Kalamazoo Growlers back in 2021. Has a 2-2 flight in the air and popped away left side. 2-2 count. Anthony Benetti had an 0-4 record for Kalamazoo with five games, but he had 17 strikeouts and 18 innings of work. 2-2 to Cooney. Outside and low for a ball, 3-2. So, Benetti, we see him a lot. His first four games this season for the Raptors, he went an inning. And the next three of the four games he played in, he went at least two innings and got his most work against Traverse City with four innings. And the 3-2 paints the left edge. Cooney can't believe it. He was on his way to first, but that comes in for strike three. So a strikeout looking for Cooney and Jack Gorman, the second baseman out of Memphis, Tennessee, who's 0-1. First two times up at the plate, he walked and had a strikeout to a putout. So Anthony Benetti now leading the staff in strikeouts with four, has a miss low on a check swing, but he comes in 0-1. So Jack Gorman, 15 RBIs for him on this season, 20 hits. He bats a 200. He's also got a home run as well. And the 0-1 Benetti throws in low for a ball, 1-1. So the Dachsbinders took away the Rafters' ability to clinch a first-half playoff berth. Back on July the 3rd, they won 6-2 here at Witterfield, a game where Rafters just did not play well. The 1-1 down low. It bounces in the dirt. Ligzo has to come out and make that catch, but nonetheless, 2-1. So two balls, a strike, one down. Cooney goes down looking. Gorman will see the 2-1 as he hits a ball that flies into right field as Sailors makes out and a routine catch for two down. So Rafters getting it done on the defensive side of the ball. They just gave up two runs here in the top of the sixth. Top of the seventh right now. One away. A strikeout looking from Cooney and a flyout to right from Gorman. Travis Strickler, 1-for-3. He started his day off with a base hit. Flew out to right and struck out swinging. As Benetti will set in and serve, showing bunt is Strickler. He pulls away, but it comes right down the plate. That one, one count. So Anthony Benetti, 2 2/3 innings pitch so far. 4 strikeouts. He's allowed 2 hits and 2 runs. He'll serve the 0-1, a wild pitch that bounces off the right knee of Haligzo. And count runs at 1 apiece. 1 away here in top of the 7th. Looking in once more is Benetti with the ball in his glove. The kick whined in fire. And outside on the left corner for a ball, 2-1. Can't find the strike zone. That was an off-speed pitch of 79 that time. 2-1 count. And looking in and firing and a swing and a bouncer that stays fair on the first baseline. Bobo out to make the catch. He runs over, tags the bag in time for the third out. So the Rafters go 3 up and 3 down. We head to the bottom of the 7th. They trail 2-1. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Rafters trail 2-1. The Dachsbinders in front, 2 runs for them in the top of the sixth to lift them into a lead. So Chris Conniff will step in to lead off for the Rafters and a curveball on Mason Weckler, who throws the first pitch outside. Conniff 0 for 2. He struck out looking and grounded out to second. Weckler on the mound once more. He's already gone six innings, 86 pitches. And a swing and a ball bounced up the middle to Serene, who steps on and throws to first. So, well done from Serene to get out Conniff, who grounds out to the shortstop. So Jorge Degani, he's had a good day. He's been very busy. He got a base hit first time up and then a double second time at the plate. One down. Mason Weckler, four strikeouts. He's allowed four hits, thrown two walks, but only one run. So he's done his job as Degani swings and hits a line drive, a short hop into Gorman at second. The throw to first is right on the money. And how about that? Two quick outs for the Dock Spiders in the field. A ground out to Serene and then a ground out to Gorman. So two outs. Only gone three pitchers for Weckler. And Luke Hansen, who's got on base both times, he's walked and bunted. Weckler serves. It's a curve, and there it is. Once more, finds the right side of the zone. 0-1. Two down. Raptors have only had four hits this game. They've been halted when it comes on the offensive side. Haven't gotten runs home. The 0-1 and a curve up and away. An off-speed pitch once more at 69. That was a slow-moving curveball that just got above the left corner. One ball, one strike with two outs. Mason Weckler sets and fires and right down the plate. There it is once more. One ball, two strikes. He's done his job. 91 pitches for him. He's been their guy to rely on. Degani grounded out as Hansen hits a high fly ball into right center. And Heinzen comes down and makes an easy catch for the third out. So a 1-2-3 inning for the Dock Spiders. We head to the top of the eighth. Fond du Lac in front 2-1. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the eighth inning, the Dock Spiders lead over the Raptors 2-1 as leading off for Fond du Lac, Lorenzo Rios, who's had one hit on three at-bats. He struck out as well. And he's grounded out to first. So Rios, the left-hander, out of Presbyterian College. Anthony Benetti back on the mound. He's already gone three innings, 40 pitches and four strikeouts. First offering right down inside part of the zone, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. Benetti finds in on a fastball. He'll look in once more. Stands on the third base side of the rubber. Comes in and fires as Rios pops up a bunt that goes behind home plate. 0-2. So Lorenzo Rios, the catcher, batting a 298. He's at 18 hits on the season. Six RBIs. So reliable catcher behind the plate. And he'll see the 0-2 from Benetti. And that curves inside just at the last moment. Rios is pleading his case, but he can't believe that. That is another strikeout for Benetti. That's his fifth strikeout today. So going down is Rios. That's the second time he struck out looking. Jake Serrain will step in. He's 1-for-3 with a run. Serrain, one of two Doxbinders to get home. He was the first run to cross home plate. 1-0 count. Benetti will look in and down on the count. He's already got five strikeouts and a curveball that drifts away, fouled on the right edge, 1-1. So 1-1 count, one down. So Jake Serrain out of Wisconsin, Oshkosh, 12 runs, and today he made it his 13th. And he fouls right side. So batting at 255. And a shortstop who's been busy at the sixth position. So 1-2 count. Benetti will kick high and serve the 1-2 in a swing and a weak bouncer over to the third baseman, Broussard. Catches it on a short hop and fires a laser over to first. So Garrett Broussard does his job, shifts over to his left and makes the catch, and then the fire over to first in time. Serrain grounds out, and Jared Heinzen, who's the second Dox Spider to cross home plate. He did so in the top of the sixth. Popped out to second, flew out to right, and also got a base hit. Two down, top of the eighth. Benetti will serve in, and a swing, and a sharply hit ball in the left field. A passing, diving Broussard, and a base hit for Jared Heinzen. Back-to-back hits for him, and he gets on base once more. So Heinzen's had a great day. He's 2-for-4. Baron Zamora was the hero with a one-run RBI double last time up. Struck out looking twice, but did not make sure of it the third time up. A ground ball up the middle, which allowed a run to score. Two down, Benetti will look in. He'll step on the first base side of the mound and a curveball that finds the inside strike zone. 0-1. So a slow-moving curve at 77. Hines in at first here, top of the eighth. Raptors down 2-1. Benetti, the 0-1. And a fastball low on the right edge, below the corner, 1-1. So 1-1 count. Here for Anthony Benetti. He's one away here at top of the eighth. He'll set and a fastball outside. Haligzo has to dig in and reach out to his right. Great showing for Anthony Benetti. The most strikeouts he's had in a game this season. 3 2/3 inning. He's at 51 pitches. And the 2-1, a low ball. That was a fastball at 3-1. So right now, the Doxbiters have done their best work when they've had two outs. You take it back to in the top of the sixth when there was two outs. Strickler struck out and Rios grounded out. And then an error from Conniff, a base hit for Heinzen, and then a one-run RBI double from Zamora. So fouled off right side, 3-2. So Baron Zamora, the DH, sees a full count. One away, top of the eighth. Rats looking to put away this inning, retire the side so they can focus on their offense. But they're not done yet. Benetti will step high, wind and fire the 3-2, and a curveball sweeps low, hits the dirt, and it comes in for ball four. Zamora to first, and taking second is Heinzen. And here come the Doxbiters, a runner in scoring position. And Graydon West got on base off of an error from Conniff. So the Rice Owl from Katy, Texas, 5 RBIs and 9 hits on the season, batting a 191. Hines in at second in scoring position. Benetti looks over there now. And the first delivery topped off backside, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. Benetti releases it off the hand.